Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yes, we are your one-stop shop for everything celebrity news, but we can't do this without our gang in Atlanta. What's up, guys?
Hey, everybody!
Good to see you. Now, later in the show, we finally know what's going on with Charlize Theron and Brad Pitt, and we'll tell you about that.
Oh, boy.
And Pamela Anderson says she knows the answer to what's wrong with modern man.
Uh-huh.
But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, Academy Award-winning actress Anne Hathaway is making a major lifestyle change. So Anne was on The Ellen Show recently and confessed that she's given up a certain habit that she thinks is interfering with her ability at being a good mom. Let's take a look at what this is.
I quit drinking back in October. Like forever? For 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop drinking while my son's living in my house, just because I don't totally love the way I do it, and he's getting to an age where he really does need me all the time in the mornings.
Wow.
Well, why? I hate when people, I mean, no, it's fine. It's fine that she
Are you drunk right now, no, Heidi? What are you trying to say?
Unfortunately, I'm sober.
Fine.
No, here's what I, like, why do you have to drink so much that you're hungover the next day? Why can't you still have a glass or two of wine? She's saying when she starts, much like Frank Kramer, once she starts, it's on. Like, you can never
stop.
Just go have two glasses of wine and then you're not hungover.
Said the woman who drinks a bottle of wine every night. You know how many glasses are in a bottle of wine? Four glasses.
Only one if you got a real big glass. It's
all about perspective. So you mean to tell me the next time she have a drink is the year 2036?
She said that her son needs her, so she wants to wait until he's 18 and out of the house.
Can I tell you, if I gave up drinking, I would be Les Miserables.
Can y'all give up drinking for that long?
Absolutely.
Actually, I have given up drinking now for how many months I am.
Portia, it ain't been 18 years, Portia.
Yeah, that's
you can't
that's
not
forced.
Drink for 18 years. It feels like 100 years at this point, okay?
I gave up drinking beer in the New Year. It's been 2 weeks now that I haven't had one beer.
All right, congrats.
My motivation
sober
was that, my lady wanted to kick off the new year like an exercise kick. And she's like, I'm going to stop drinking. I want you to do that with me. I'm like, no. She's like, I'll tell you what, if you don't drink, I can't say no to sex.
And guess what, Frank? Your sex is going to be better.
Oh, yeah. I haven't drank for 2 weeks. I've cut out beers and I'm all rears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's smoking an entire field of pot.
Yeah, I'm smoking a ton of weed.
Well, Alec Baldwin, this dude is still a free man. Now, you might remember he was arrested back in November 2018 over a scuffle with another motorist over a parking spot in New York City. And it's kind of par for the course, man. It's really hard to find. It's like money. Well, Alec went to court today, and he pled guilty to second-degree harassment and agreed to take anger management classes. Mm. The more serious charges, including attempted assault, were dropped.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
But the thing about Alec, you know, he kind of pop off at any time. He's kind of notorious for being a hothead.
Right.
I don't even think anger management really going to help him. Because when you set in your ways, you set in your ways.
Is he the one who called his daughter a pig?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right.
Mm. I've never been to anger management. I don't have a particular problem. And I have a lot of other problems, but not that particular one. But are you taught, like, when you're getting ready to be like, you know what? One, two, 3? You have to catch yourself and count to 10 to bring yourself down?
The first thing they tell you when you go to anger management is that this is not about anger management. They literally only label it like that because the court system may say so, and for other people or your job who has sent you there. But the first thing they teach you is that anger is okay. It's an emotion that you're going to feel.
Is.
You just have to learn how to trigger other emotions at the same time. Like, think about your legacy or think about other reasons for you not to act a complete fool.
Everything you can lose.
Right.
Oh,
right. Yeah, but anger is fine. It's an emotion.
For some reason, I haven't been angry for 2 weeks.
You've been having a lot of sex.
Give it some time. Yeah,
and
like,
smoking a ton of weed.
They need to make more anger management classes like a weed smoking session. Because, there aren't too many people who are high that are, like, trying to pick a fight with nobody.
Right. They're like, whatever, man. You call me a bitch. Okay, girl.
We sell a lot of stuff here on Dish Nation. We should start our own anger management rolling papers.
Like, yo, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Somebody later. Smoking weed will get is if you put your hand inside their snack bag, their chip bag. You're like, hey.
So Drew Barrymore is back on the scene, and last night she sat down with Stephen Colbert to talk about her new talent show called The World's Best.
Okay.
And she wasn't really shy about sharing some of her world's best talents.
Are you the world's best at something?
I like picking up stuff with my feet a lot, you know? Out there, Blanche, who completely understands exactly what I'm talking about. especially when you have kids, you've got a kid in one hand and a phone in the other, there's no way you're not gonna go and grab that Ricola and not, God darn it, hang on, again. There we go.
You know, I didn't realize Stephen Colbert's audience is like such foot fetishists, because like when she started taking off her shoe, it was like, ooh, yeah, show me the world. It's a shoe. Everybody has a special world's best talent. If you're going to go on the show, what are some of your special talents?
Yeah, who else got a special talent? Mm. Come on, don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Oh, I have a special talent.
Oh.
Let me show you, Portia. Let me show you my little special towel.
I can't tell which one's the foot and which one's the boot.
Boot.
You're a freak.
On the floor and then his foot.
I might have a foot fetish.
I tell you, those pregnancy cravings are really
good. I know, right? Nothing will get between me and the
chocolate. Well, let's change pace a little bit and talk about Pamela Anderson. We haven't talked about her in a long time, but we're talking about her now because she believes that we've lost a lot of good men to porn and PlayStation. In a series of random tweets, the former Baywatch babe wrote, "Empty head disease, porn and PlayStation. We've lost many good men to this. Gone. No return." And then she went on to tweet more and said, "The worst lovers watch porn. Numb, desensitized, needing more and more variety, even violent. Porn is not what love looks like. Brave, radical men who read and who are engaged in the world are sexy. Vegans make the best lovers. It's proven."
Oh, come on, Pamela. Seriously, you were my porn and I was my PlayStation.
You wore that joystick out.
She's
right about one thing. Vegans do have the best sex.
How vegan have the best sex?
Because, like, your body is so pure and your senses are so high.
I don't know about that. If you're a guy, don't you want a girl who's a meat eater? You know what I'm saying?
No. And vegans, it's different.
When I was a vegan. You just killing that burger I just saw you eat. Gary, you eat pig feet and chitlins. Would you say your sex is less better than a vegan?
I think my sex is great, though, but I think porn is real bad for men. Men should
Why?
Not watch porn. Because they have expectations. They want you to turn flips and do all these different
That's
things.
True.
And you can't open your legs like that, like they be doing in a movie.
What men are y'all talking about? Most men are just happy to, get them a piece.
And all that sloppy noise, that's not real.
I watch it on mute. Let Lifetime play in the background.
A lot of people need the sounds, Portia. A lot of people need the sound.
Really?
That's part of it.
Oh, I didn't know to turn it down.
That means Portia's a breath holder.
Yeah. Can't nobody hold their breath at the end. I don't know what you talk about. Like, we be gasping for air. I talk about some...
All right, y'all. Up next, could Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron be our next smash alert?
Ooh.
Or is Brad looking for something different? We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Head Crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, people?
Okay, check this out. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. Portia, okay.
Oh.
There were reports over the weekend that Brad Pitt was hooking up with actress Charlize Theron, which got lots of people excited online. The story even said Charlize's ex, Sean Penn, was the one to introduce them, but it turns out it was just all a rumor.
Boom.
I know. Well, the pair recently did a photo shoot together for Breitling Watches, and maybe that's how the dating rumor started, but sources claim they are just friends and neither one is ready for a serious relationship. Sources also added Brad has grew tremendously as a person after dating Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, and he's ready for something different. When he does decide to settle down again, it will likely be someone out of the business. He's not looking for an actress as a lifetime partner.
That makes sense.
Of course. And, you know, when I think about two of the most attractive people in the business like them, I don't see them together.
Right.
They know too much. You know what I mean? It's like, but he already did it with Angelina.
But it seems like that's why it would have worked, but I also could understand, like, you know, third time with another actress that's on the same level,
right.
You kind of want to pump fake, do something different, like maybe get a girl that works at Smoothie King.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like you want somebody with a little less stress. Not bad baggage,
right.
Just she
gets a little less attention.
She know a little too much. Like, go get you a younger model in the, you know, early 30s
Speaking
or something
of model,
to settle
I think
down.
You should date Naomi Campbell. She has no kids. And she got all
now
kids.
Now, that's
and
cute.
Have, and that's something different.
That would it be is. Cute. And she a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
But being that they're making phones bigger these days, if they got into an argument, she may kill Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Well, speaking of dating, Gary, you might want to move to China, bro.
Oh.
Why?
Well, according to reports, two Chinese firms are giving single female employees over the age of 30 an additional 8 days of annual leave to go home and date.
Oh, what? That's cute.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. They say that people that are over the age of 30 are like leftover women.
Well.
Given their long-held traditional beliefs, women who aren't married off by then are less desirable.
Well, Portia sure couldn't go there.
That's a lie.
What?
That's a lie.
I'm not over 30.
That's a lie.
I told you, I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're a millennial.
Right.
But, you know what? I like this. You know, look, I don't mind. Acknowledge the struggle as long as you're going to help out, okay? Because it is definitely a damn struggle after 30 to find the right person.
But what are you going to get done in 8 days?
A lot. Because a lot of the time when you're dating, you're thinking about work, you know, this and that. If you could take that off the plate and spend 8 days of absolutely dating and paying attention to a guy, that could be good.
That's a week, honey.
Eight days?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That sounds like thotting.
That sounds like a very short period of time, if you ask me.
You could have sex on day one and then learn each other's
Gary. No, I don't know about that now.
Sex first?
My goodness.
Now, you're going to catch a disease in 8 days that you can't get rid of for the rest of your life.
You have more time to see if it's going to fester after day one.
To see if it's going to fester.
What, the disease?
The disease. Oh, my God.
I think we know the true reason why you're single.
Yeah. Lord.
But if they offer something like this in the States, would y'all take up on it?
I wouldn't. 8 days ain't enough. I need to be in my own time. Well, Gary, at your age, honey, how many days would you get off?
I had to close my eyes. Just a week.
Just a week?
I'm 30.
And you think
I'm 35, but yeah.
You think you'll find somebody?
Yeah. Girl, I'll find somebody in a week. Child, I got to just say, honey, girl, it don't take long to get what you need.
You, Gary, you off about 30 years. 30.
Not 30 years. I was going to say
maybe
a year.
Maybe 65.
A week.
Mm. He need a lifetime.
And then you're going to catch the disease and see if it fester.
They got good penicillin in China.
Oh, ew, Gary. It's true. That's where it originated. After the break, Bow Wow's little daughter took over his Instagram, and the results were hilarious. Right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, now, Brad, I know you're going to love this story because your little brother, Shad Bow Wow Moss, got put on blast yesterday. And surprisingly, it wasn't by, like, some Insta thot.
Who was it? It
wasn't by no rapper, no love interest, or some tabloid. It was by his own 7-year-old daughter, Shy Moss.
Shy Wow.
Yep. Now, Shy Wow took over her dad's Instagram, showing off her huge personality and spilled all his business out here in the streets. Take a look.
Oh, if they stink, that's a problem. I need to get in the shower.
Yeah, because you didn't go in the shower yesterday.
I did take a shower yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I did. I took one before I came and got you. You just didn't see Daddy take a shower today.
We should do a movie together.
Oh, no.
I can't do a movie with him.
I can't do it with her. I can't work with my daughter. No.
Dad.
What's up, man?
You make such a mess in Tima's house. You put the juice on the table at the hotel. You put the crust on the floor. Who are you?
Oh my God. Wow. She is so adorable. Oh my God. She's an old soul, just grown, honey.
Yes.
Who are you?
Okay, she is made for TV.
Absolutely.
I actually do need to see her on TV with
me
him.
Me too.
Yeah, like they need to do not a reality show, but an actual sitcom together because it seems like she take direction well and it's just a natural.
And you didn't take a shower yesterday. I was like, oh no.
I mean, she's kind of like a pro at this whole social media thing. Like she should totally come on and host Dish Nation one day.
Oh,
I mean,
you
know her well.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. Just let me know when.
Yeah.
I can get her here. She would be adorable.
We will prop up some pillows.
Yes.
I would love
and let
that.
Her give her input, honey. He probably won't let her do it, though, because he's a protective father.
He can be here, but not on camera. We want her on camera.
Right.
So, Portia, I could imagine, honey, your child, honey, little Petunia, honey, what she going to be going through with you.
So funny you said it. I was just talking about it this morning. I'm like, I know little PJ going to be petty. And messy. She going to just tell
she gonna
all
She going to be like, Daddy,
business.
Mommy was twerking on Instagram.
But she deleted it because the angle wasn't right.
Okay, right. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, it is, and this is good for men and women. Ooh. The 2-pack soft and smooth facial hair remover. This little gadget removes facial hair instantly without pain from your lips, chin, and cheeks. And it's guaranteed to minimize all that peach fuzz so your makeup can glide on flawlessly, just like mine and Portia's, darling. This painless hair removal has an LED light and high-quality hair removal blades that are gentle enough to use every day with no downtime waiting for regrowth.
Is it safe to you?
Oh, yes, Gary, darling. It's hypoallergenic and dermatologist recommended.
And, you know, and there's a lot of men and women out here with heavy mustaches and some stubble. They're going to love this.
Mm. All right, Brad, so how much is this?
Well, hold on to y'all seats, y'all, because usually it goes for $40, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
Y'all
just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
But up next, honey, gender reveal parties are out of control. Heidi and Frank, honey, will give you a taste of the latest crazy one after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. If you are looking for a new way to reveal the gender of your unborn fetus, I may have the solution. Gender reveal lasagna.
What?
Yes, you did hear that right. Villa Italian Kitchen launched the idea, and you and your family can reveal the gender surprise with a food-colored cheese in a layered meat casserole for the low price of $140.
$140 for a lasagna?
Yes, I've seen it in cake before.
Right,
which
yeah,
makes more sense, because I think I could eat blue cake or pink cake, but blue lasagna? I mean, Ooh. Who could eat that?
You're right, all the way around. And I think a better way to go, a couple of ways, I have ideas. You could do spaghetti and meatballs. Or spaghetti. You could order a pizza, and when you open it up, it's either pepperoni or pepperoni and sausage. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
I have a new idea.
Okay, good.
How about this?
All right.
Whole family gathers together at an airport. Pregnant woman gets in a plane with a parachute. She skydives, and the parachute color is the gender of the baby. So you're watching this pregnant woman falling to the earth at terminal velocity, and boom, it's a boy. And then she just glides down safely.
We hope she glides down safely. Oh, my God.
Then her water breaks up there, but gets out an umbrella.
And they're all
oh,
blue.
I
and
think she's having
blue.
It.
And they're all blue as well.
Oh.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.